what the memo overall is designed to do is to really bring about or refocus the government on ensuring compliance of Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act. And it's to increase accountability and responsibility and make sure that as a government we're providing accessible technology for people with disabilities.
And just to clarify, this is for the deployment of technology to government workers themselves. There's another statute or another section that involves the public. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, this is for, yes, internal to the government, and it covers any sort of technology. So it could be the websites that are deployed by the federal government for intranet use by employers, or it could be technology that any agency is using to ensure that a person with a disability can use certain software or any hardware or technology that a government agency is using. And yes, private sector compliance is not covered by Section 508 of the Rehabilitation Act.
Now, the existence of this memo, this rollout right now, can we infer from that that there's some perception the government isn't doing all it should already?
Well, I like to say that we certainly couldn't be doing better. And, you know, since the president has gotten here, since the president has been in office for the 18 months, I think we're looking at making improvements wherever we can make improvements. And this is certainly one of the areas that as a government we've identified that we need to make improvements and reemphasize the importance of accessible technology. So we felt like it was important to issue the memo. It was good timing because of the celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. And there are a number of steps in the memo that I think are going to bear good fruit for people with disabilities.
So there are new guidelines then within the memo itself?
Well, I think, I don't know if new guidelines would be the appropriate. What we've done is we've done a few things. I think the one thing that we did that was really good that's new is we created an accessibility committee on the CIO committee. So the chief information officer is Vivek Kundra, and there are chief information officers in most, if not, I think it's all federal agencies, and they have a council. And so we created a subcommittee of that council to deal specifically with accessibility overall. And that hasn't been done before at this level. And so that subcommittee is going to be responsible for looking at these issues and figuring out better ways to improve accessible technology. GSA is going to be updating its training in the next 180 days so that we can have continuous ongoing training around Section 508. And then we're also going to be doing some listening sessions across the country to hear what people think we need to be doing in the government around accessible technology. And there's some other things that we're doing in the memo as well.
And earlier you mentioned it's not just websites. There are a whole lot of other things that constitute something you have to comply with in 508. Discuss some of those, too, where you see some work that might need to be done.
You mean besides websites?
Besides websites.
Well, I mean, you could take technology that any sort of software, take any software that an agency might create. They might create it, their own software. They might purchase software. But if they're purchasing software or creating software, that software needs to be accessible for people with disabilities. So it really, what we're trying to get to and what Vivek is trying to get to is that these things are baked in from the beginning so that we don't have to add on accessibility at the end, but that we're considering accessibility from the beginning.
When you launch a site as an agency, when you have a website, do you launch it and then make sure it's 508 compliant, or do you make sure it's compliant and then launch it? What's the rule and what's the margin of error?
No, you should make sure the site is 508 compliant before you launch it. That's the rule is that when we deploy something that it should be 508 compliant. And when we purchase something, you're not supposed to go back and then say, okay, now let's figure it out. There's a website, section508.gov, that provides information for agencies to go on to figure out these things, how to buy accessible technology, what resources are available to make your websites accessible. And you can go through a test to test your website to make sure it's 508 compliant before you launch it. And that's when it should be done.
We're speaking with Kareem Dale. He is Special Assistant to the President for Disability Policy. And let's talk for a minute about a detail, and that's dashboards. Dashboards have been launched all over the place as part of federal websites, primarily for the public to consume, but I think also there are ways that federal managers are supposed to use these too. Are they compliant so far from what you've seen?
Some of them need to be updated and need to be improved and need to be made 508 compliant. And I think that that is one of the reasons why we're doing this memo.
There's a lot out there. How do you ensure compliance, and how is this going to be enforced?
It is going to be enforced, I think, a number of ways. The biggest way, I think, is that this, through the CIO Council and through this subcommittee, the CIOs themselves and the agencies themselves must ensure that they are compliant. So if a particular agency, whether it's FEMA or NIH or HHS or Department of Education, are putting out apps or putting things up on their website or buying technology, those agencies, those leaders of those agencies, the secretary or the director or whoever is leading those agencies, are responsible for ensuring that their agencies are complying with Section 508, complying with the law. That's where the enforcement comes in, internally. That's where the internal enforcement. Now, there are some other procedures for filing complaints by individuals for noncompliance with 508.
So under the memo, what is the first thing that agencies should do?
Well, I think agency managers will probably do a few things. I think number one, they should start to talk to their CIO. And their CIO should take a look at the memo and realize what their responsibilities are and look at the resources that are provided in the memo for what their where you can find information at section508.gov. And then I think as the memo details, GSA is going to be coming out with new training procedures and other guidelines, other enhanced guidelines, and the agencies, the CIOs should start to look at some of the existing guidelines, but then as we roll out the new guidelines from GSA, they need to look at those and make sure that their folks are being trained properly and that they're following the guidelines. And I think they should look for the listening sessions and get involved with those and see what the results of those listening sessions are.
And plus, you have a buy accessible wizard too.
Yes, we do on the website on a I believe it's on section508.gov. Talks about how to buy accessible technology or make things accessible.